اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يمه.
ويلكم يا ابو صبا.
السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. استيم لسنرز اوف سيريس اف ام من مركز صحابه, the voice of اهل السنه والجماعه, we welcome you to our program الفقه على المذاهب الاربعه, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today's date is the 25th of Rajab, 1444, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 16th of February, 2023. We have our Honorable Mufti Sapia, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Mawlana Zaid Khan, Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, our topic today is on Mi'raj. Mufti Saab, what's the meaning of Mi'raj and where does it come in Quran and Hadith?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihil Kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has so many khasa'is. Khasa'is means that unique features and characteristics that no other person or personality in this world and in the entire universe will ever enjoy. For example, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sahibul qiblatain, meaning the only messenger prophet of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala to face two Qiblas. One, to face Masjidul Aqsa for 16-17 months, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, and that was to the Qibla-i Ula, our first Qibla. And then to face the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, and that will be till the day of Qiyamah. So similarly, then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's one title is Sahibul Isra'i wal Mi'raj. Isra' Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-Masjid al-Haram ila al-Masjid al-Aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. The beginning of the 15th juz, the beginning of the 15th supara, and the beginning of chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 1. Some ulama call it Suratul Isra also. So nevertheless, we find that there Almighty Allah speaks about everlasting glory, perfection to Almighty Allah. Now here we need to understand something. How is the word Subhana used in the Arabic language? It's used many a time, ala sabili ta'ajjub, when something happens extraordinary, something happens beyond what people will normally see and experience. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's this miraculous nocturnal journey was not a dream, like some modernists and apologetic people want to say. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe it was a physical journey, a bodily journey, a journey that was in the state of awakeness, and the means of conveyance was the buraq, and that was moving at the speed of lightning, and therefore in a small portion of the night, more than 1400 years ago, then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went from Masjid al-Haram. Haram does not only mean unlawful, not permissible. One meaning of haram means sacred and holy. So that meaning is meant here. Therefore, to keep a son's name haram, totally permissible. Sayyidina Haram radiallahu anhu is, you must remember, name is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. When you say in Urdu, it sounds beautiful. Ke teer ar par ho gaya. When the arrow went in one side, came in the other side. So then he raised his hands and his palms got filled with the blood oozing out, gushing out. And then he smeared his face with his own blood. And the last words he uttered, Sayyidina Haram radiallahu anhu, Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba. I am successful, I take the qasam of the one who is the possessor, owner of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. So that is the starting point. Masjid al-Haram is a big discussion. Does it refer to the Masjid only? Does it refer to Makkah? So the best is you say it refers to Makkah, Mina and Muzdalifah, the entire Haram. Because Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ najas, فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ عَامِيمْ هَذَا. So they are not allowed to come here after the ninth year. So they're not allowed to come where? The entire Haram Sharif. So the entire Haram refers to three M's, three memes. And that is Makkah, Mina and Muzdalifah. So that will be Isra. So the night portion like that. And then Ila al-Masjid al-Aqsa. So in that direction there, it was the furthest masjid. And therefore you go to the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. On the authority of Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala an. So what was the duration between the two masjids? 40 years. So we all accept that. And thereafter, remember who built it? Some ulama say the angels. But better is to say Nabi Adam alayhi salam for Makkah Mukarramah Masjid al-Haram and for Masjid al-Aqsa. So that was the Ta'mir al-Awwal the first time. Second time, the reconstruction, Makkah Mukarrama, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, is mentioned in the Quran, وَإِذْ يَرْفَوْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ. So the Qawaid, the foundation, all that were there. And remember Nabi Ismail alayhi salam assisting him. And then you go to Sunan Nasai, you find that he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, he refurbished and rebuilt Masjid al-Aqsa, and then he made his du'as and so forth. So that is what we should know about this there. So from Makkah to Jerusalem is Isra. And it was done physically, bodily, in the state of awakeness. And you must remember the Buraq. Now here, we just need to pause 1 minute. Because of the geopolitics going on in the world today, our Muslims look also confuse issues. If you are facing Masjid al-Aqsa, what you said, Mohana, you've been there to Aqsa.
Gee.
MashaAllah. So you went to Aqsa, so you saw the direction of the Qibla.
Gee.
So when you are facing the direction of the Qibla on the right hand side, then remember that wall there is called Jidarul Buraq, or people call it Masjidul Buraq. So that is where Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam let the Buraq and that means of conveyance, the Mubarak means, be fastened there. Now, if you just fast forward, today the Jutlas and the Zionists, the apartheid terrorist regime, they call it Al-Ha'itul Mabki. They call it the Wailing Wall. They call it the Western Wall. So that is their Qibla, they say. So that they occupied from 67 onwards, you must remember that, when Moshe Dayan came in and all these things here. But we say the entire area belongs to us Muslims, and the 36 acres of Aqsa al-Mubarak, that big walls you see, so all that belongs to the Muslims. Thereafter, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made imamat there. Now which salat did Nabi alayhi salam read there? Fajr salat. That was most ulama say. And then the Anbiya prophets, they read behind Nabi alayhi salam to show that the master alayhi salatu salam is who? Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. That he is the greatest of all time, all places, and all circumstances. He is a mercy to the entire universe, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, and in Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. So that is also our unanimous belief. And then the practical implementation took place of لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. That day the Anbiya also wanted to meet Nabi alayhi salam, so and bring Iman physically. They had Iman, but to meet Nabi alayhi salam. So that took place there, the only place in the world, at one time, one place, the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam assembled. So that is a great feature of Aqsa al-Mubarak. Then Mi'raj, Mi'raj means Uruj, you understand, the ascension to go up. Then Nabi alayhi salatu salam went up and remember that the seven skies, and then you must remember the Mukalama, Muhadasa, speaking directly Almighty Allah to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, and remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam to Almighty Allah. So Mi'raj actually technically is from Aqsa Mubarak to the seven heavens and beyond. Now the next question comes, why did this incident take place? So remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha when he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was 25 years old. And remember, this marriage continued for 25 years. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was now finishing 50, starting 51 years. So remember, first Abu Talib dies. So Abu Talib did not embrace Islam. We must be clear on that issue there. And thereafter, you must remember that he died, but he defended Nabi alayhi salam. So if you read the Quran, Nabi alayhi salam told him, read the Kalima, I'll intercede for you. But he listened to Abu Jahl and them and landed up in Jahannam and the hellfire as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So what happens is that he dies. Some ulama have written he died in the month of Rajab, and this was when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 51 years old. And some ulama said he passed away and died in Ramadan before Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha's death and demise by 3 days. That is famous amongst the ulama and the public. So that year, technically, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is 51 years old. And is known as Amul Huzan, the year of grief and sadness. Why? Because two people whom Nabi alayhi salam loved. Quran says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You loved him, but you can't give him hidayat. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah will give guidance to whomsoever he wishes. So we have to love Nabi alayhi salam, and Nabi alayhi salam love us. Then we become successful with Iman and Islam. So not one way. You see, yeah, Nabi alayhi salam loved him, but still he landed up in Jahannam. So we must be clear on that issue as well. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, her manaqib la tu'addu wa la tuhsa. You can't even count the virtues. Briefly, that one day Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, after the demise of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, that why you take the name so much of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, we are here. Then Nabi alayhi salatu salam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif said, O Aisha, she believed in me when the people rejected me. She gave me material support and financial support when nobody was supporting me financially. She's the mother of my children, 6 children, 4 daughters and 2 sons. Then the ending of the hadith is so beautiful. And mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ وَكَانَتْ. O Sayyida Aisha, radiallahu anha, she was and she was. She was unique. She was exemplary. The first person to embrace Islam, alal itlaq. Absolutely, whether it's male, female, adult or children, was Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. So look at the manaqib, her virtues. So Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so sad. Allah, out of his infinite grace and mercy, said, come, that we take you for a miraculous nocturnal journey, and that is, we take you from one great masjid to the other great masjid, and these are the greatest masjid at that time. Masjid Nabawi came about afterwards, obviously. It shows, if you want solace, if you want peace, you want assistance, go to the masjid. Ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha. The best place that is most beloved to Allah here on this earth is the masjid. وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. And the most hated, detested place where Almighty Allah is the market, the malls, and the bazaar. Authentic hadith. So for people to make statements like that this virus and a masjid is a super spreader of virus, you go out to the fold of Islam. You must remember you are insulting and making a mockery of the masjid. When we enter the masjid, we say, Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Authentic hadith. So go open that Amalul Yomi wal Layla of Ibn Nasai, and that you will find all this type of hadith. So nevertheless, you must remember this. So Ya Allah, open thy doors of mercy for me. So that is Isra and so forth. Mi'raj you want to find in the Quran Sharif. So you must remember, open Surah 53. Surah 53, Surah Wan-Najmi, and verses 1 to 18. And you will find it there. And what will you find? Subhanallah. If we only knew. Wan-Najmi idha hawa. Almighty Allah takes an oath on the star. when it falls down. Hawa, to go down, down, down. So ittiba'a hawa. You are following your base desires. That you're following your desires, that will go and relegate you, and you'll go lower and lower. So the stars, and one star or stars will fall down. But Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will never fall, Allah forbid. Allah will always elevate. Wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. We will elevate your name nami, your ism grami, your honorable self, your honorable name, Ya Rasulullah or Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See how Allah elevated. That Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah left him on the land and said, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلْيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. He saw things in the year after. He saw things in the world, but he was on the land and said, Nabi Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was invited to come. And thereafter, we find that all was shown. So, Zameen Asman ka farq, obviously. Al farqu bayna thara wa thuraya. So, big difference there. So, remember all that you will find. So, therefore, we must believe in Isra and Mi'raj. If any person rejects the Isra and Mi'raj, that person is no more Muslim. And if you open Mishkat Sharif, if you open other hadith compilations, you will find a whole chapter, Babu Majid. So you will find so many ahadith on that topic there. So therefore, it is an integral part of our belief, and we have to accept it and believe in it.
Mufti Sahib, is there a particular day that this event took place?
Remember, in Islam, there are so many things that you must remember that you will not find that a specific date. Take, for example, that Laylatul Qadr. So we will say, most probably, it is the 27th night and so forth and so on. But remember, you can't say 100%, you must remember. So all Almighty Allah wants, we must make effort, all the odd nights. Iltamisu hafil ashril awakhir min Ramadan. So 21st night, 23rd night, 25th, 27th, 29th. So you got 5 nights there. So make effort all the nights. We will say wa arjaha, and the most expected and most probably and so forth, we will say is 27th night. So similarly, yeah, there are various dates mentioned, you must remember. Some ulama say 27 Rajab, some ulama say Ramadan. See, if you say that Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, she passed away 3 days after Abu Talib. For Sayyida Khadija, you say radiallahu anha, and for Abu Talib, you can't say that because he dispatched to Jahannam. So remember that. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah wants to remove that sadness, that grief. Come, we take you for this miraculous journey. So then, how will it be in Rajab? Then it will mean a whole year passed. You see that? So remember, so therefore, rather we say that it happened, you must remember, during the month of Rajab, and then 27th it happened. So that is qila, some ulama, but it is famous amongst awam. Like you take Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I myself, I will say 12 Rabiul Awwal, because that is the coldest hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. But other ulama will say, no, it's on the 9th of Rabiul Awwal. Others will say other dates and so forth. So remember that Allah did not want that to specify it. We must say definitely this night and that night and so forth. The incident is miraculous. The incident, we must believe in it. But the date, to say 100% conclusively, it is on this night here, that we don't have strong evidence for that, and you can't say that 100%. I mean, I myself, 3 announcements, 3 things I'll tell you. That tomorrow night, inshallah, tomorrow, or take it from the day, that tomorrow daytime, Jummah, I will be, inshallah, al-Aziz in UJ, right, in University of Johannesburg for Jummah. And night time, I will be after Maghrib in Jami Masjid delivering a talk. So we will explain all these things here. But with that, we come to the second part. And we tell people that the fasting of it, whether you say 26th or 27th or what, none of that is sunnah. Even now people ask, must I fast on Saturday? We say, no, you must not fast. We have to protect the siyanatul aqidah, siyana and tahafudul aqidah. Protect the correct belief of people. Don't go corrupt the people. I know our Muqasim Sema, rahimahullah. Now, Maulana was a very diplomatic person, and you know, they never wanted all. Those people must have arguments. So Maulana, I remember, I can still picture him. He used to sit on the mimbar and speak, you know, Jummah time or big night auspicious. So he used to say that we have some official big nights, like 15 Shaban and Laylatul Qadr and some unofficial big nights. So he made that big like that, you see. So unofficial big night meaning that is not really a big night, but the people think it's a big night. So he called it unofficial big night, like Mi'raj and all this type of things. So the story got finished. Then he used to smile himself, you understood. So that is how he tried to explain to the people. Now that. But what is very important is on the 27th of Rajab, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is Khalifa for more than 10 years. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to walk around, they patrol in Medina Munawwara. And if he saw a person, he saw me, he saw you, example obviously, he saw this one, that one, and we are fasting, he would tell that person, break your fast now, immediately, in front of me. Why he would do all this? So that the belief structure must not get contaminated. Our belief system is our foundation, and that must remain 100% pure, and there must be no adulteration, no contamination. And that is the basarat and basirat, the sight and the foresight and insight of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And therefore Nabi alayhi salam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْتَلِقُ الْحَقَّ عَلَى لِسَانِ عُمَرْ وَقَلْبِهِ. Allah Jalla Wala let the truth flow from his Mubarak tongue and so forth. And لَوْكَانَ نَبِيًّا بَعْدِ لَكَانَ عُمَرْ. If hypothetically, for argument's sake, there was a Nabi after me, it should have been Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. What Umar said on the Farsh, what Umar said radiallahu anhu on the Farsh, Allah sent from the arsh. What he sent on the land and sand, Allah sent. Allama Suyuti in Itqan, in Fi Ulum al-Quran, is mentioned more than 20 places. The ayat was not revealed. Sayyidina Umar said, Ya Rasulullah, why we don't do this? Why we don't do that? Allah Jalla Wala revealed the verse as Sayyidina Umar's opinion and suggestion was. So it's not a small thing, it's a very big thing, this. So therefore, we should remember, this is all what we call Asrarullah, Hikmatullah, the secrets of Allah, the wisdom of Allah. So therefore, we are not against people, ulama, and so forth, lecturing 27 Rajab, and so forth, and so on. But to believe that definitely this incident of Isra and Mi'raj took place on 27th, that is mahalle nazar. That is objectionable. Remember that. Why? Because we don't have your conclusive evidence for that.
Inshallah, we will go for a break now and continue after the break.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
We welcome our listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, back to our program. Mufti Sahab, what was the three gifts that was given on this journey?
When a person remembers, discusses the Mi'raj, then we come to realize that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala loves Nabi alayhi salatu salam so much that it was an invitation to remove that sadness and nadama and so forth. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now I will confer upon you these gifts. So now that, you know, sadness, all that will go away. So, and if you want a reference of this, that will be in Sahih Muslim. So the first gift you must remember was of Salat. You know that Nabi alayhi salam was given 50 salat. Then when he came there to the 6th heaven, Nabi Musa alayhi salam said, Inna ummataka la tutiqu hadha. They won't have the ability, strength to do this and that. So then 45, then 40, and then. So up and down, it came to 5. So even then, Nabi Musa alayhi salam said they won't be able to do that. So Nabi alayhi salam said, now that I feel shy to go and ask for more. So then Allah Ta'ala's Quran, they get revealed, obviously, La yubaddalul qawlu ladayya. By us, it will not change. You will read 5 and you will receive the reward of 50. So now we read 5 daily salat, say Alhamdulillah. So we receive the reward as though as we read 50 salat. Because by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. That whosoever does a good deed, then it is multiplied, you must remember, by 10. That's minimum, obviously. And maximum that Allah alone knows. 10 is mentioned, 700 is mentioned, and then Wallahu yudha'ifu limay yasha. And 700 is not the optimum maximum, it goes more than that also. When Almighty Allah decrease it and so forth, according to the ikhlas and sincerity of the person. So all that we must take cognizance of. Then, now from here we learn one big lesson. And I want to highlight one thing which many ulama also quote, but it's very nice incident, but can we say 100% is authentic? So I'll just discuss it quickly. So from here, salat was given to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So before that, there were 2 salats. Fajr salat was there and Asr salat. Qabla tulu'i shams wa qabla ghurubiha. Following the previous prophets and messengers alayhi wasallam. So 5 times salat was a gift given to the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now just wonder, reflect and that as-salat. Why is salat called salat? As-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi is the link, the connection, the nexus between slave, servant and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So without salat, you can never ever be connected to Almighty Allah. See, I just to play with the word sila. So we say wasilul arham. We say they join the family ties. You got your uncles, your aunties, nephews, nieces, whatever. So you call that sila rahim, silatul arham. So salat is joining ourselves with Almighty Allah. So therefore in Urdu, it got a beautiful way that when you make rishta, so when you now, you must remember that you got ties with people. You got married. First you made the rishta. You proposed and then they accepted. Then the nikah took place. So you got rishta. And now when we start reading salat and all that properly, so the rishta is there. And then we bring in the farishta qualities. You see. That is Ramadan. Ramadan is what? That Ramadan, we bring the angelic qualities and we remove the satanic qualities, you see. So if you want to play with the words to show you the beauty, rishta can lead to us bringing within ourselves the qualities of farishta, you see. So that is same thing here also, that bring the qualities, angelic qualities within you. So that is what salat is about. And day of qiyamah, hadith in Tirmidhi, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِالْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صَلَاةِ. The first thing Allah will question us is salat. So now the question arises that why is salat so important? Everything became compulsory, yeah, on this planet, on the land, on the sand, all that. But when it came, you must remember, to salat, Allah Jalla Wala said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you come to the 7 heavens, and then this shows us the importance and significance of salat. Therefore, if a person reads and performs, you, my brother, sister, our 5 daily salat on time, the men were jamaat in the masjid, the women at home, on time, remember, all the branches of deen, inshallah, will come alive sooner or later. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. A person can fast Ramadan, a person can give out zakat, a person can go for hajj every year, but everything of deen would still not come alive. That is the khasais, the unique feature of salat. See? So we must understand that. So first gift is Salat. Second gift is the last two verses of Surah Baqarah, verses 285 to 86, Aman al-Rasul. And therefore, before sleeping also we should read it. It's a Sunnah and Nabawiyya. Man qara'ahuma fi laylatin faqad kafatah. When you read it at night, it will suffice for you, protect you from nightmares and the assault of shaitan and waswasa, whisperings of shaitan. And by heart it, the hadith is mentioned in Mustaq al-Hakim, Allimuhunna and Allimuhuma, teach Azwajakum and Banatakum, and all that is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim, that we must by heart it and teach it to others from Aman al-Rasul, Talfan Surna al-Qawm al-Kafirin, the last two verses. And the third gift was the, you must remember, glad tidings, the Bushra, Bisharat. When a person dies with Iman and with Islam, no kufr, no shirk, no nifaq, then that person will enter Jannah and Paradise. So this is all authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. So we must be clear. Now the story that's very interesting, so remember this, the story that's very interesting, and Mullah Ali Qari has mentioned it there in Mirqat, the commentary of Mishkat Sharif, that when he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, went for Mi'raj, then physically, then now Mu'akalama, Isra took place, the Salat took place, the Mi'raj now. Now Nabi alayhi salam is making, meeting the Nur and the Tajalli and everything of Almighty Allah, the radiance, effulgence, everything. So, At-Tahiyyatu Lillah, greeting to you, Ya Allah. Was salawat and salawat, all my bodily ibadat for you. Was tayyibat and all my monetary, financial ibadat for you, zakat and so. Three things. So Almighty Allah replies, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, salam upon you. Wa rahmatullah, Allah Ta'ala's mercy upon you. Wa barakatu, Allah Ta'ala's blessings. So three for three. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the only rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then the Master al-Islam included us. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. That salam upon us and especially those who are the pious servants. Then remember, Jibreel alayhi salam was not there, but he could hear the muhadasa mukalama. He read, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So remember that when the ulama say, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min, that salat is the ascension and mi'raj for the believer, they mean this. But can you say, this is the academic discussion, that this is 100% authentic? You can't say 100% authentic. You will say it is the rai and the opinion and interpretation of some ulama. I gave you the reference, Mullah Ali Qari, rahimullah. He was then in Afghanistan, in Herat, in all these areas. Then he went there to Makkah Mukarrama, Mullah Ali Qari. So remember, he wrote great books, great Hanafi scholar. So that is what I wanted to explain as well, because sometimes people confuse these issues here.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Salah at Masjid al-Aqsa, where he led the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, they show you a place there. So will we get rewards if we read Salah by that same spot?
100%, you must remember the whole Aqsa, the whole Palestine is Al-Ardul Muqaddasa, is Al-Ardul Mubaraka, and from where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made his Mi'raj. So Abdul Malik bin Marwan, he built, you must remember, Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock. And all that was done, therefore we tell the Jutlas and the Zionists and the apartheid terrorist regime, that your Zionism, inshallah, will not reach its conclusion, remember. They stole and occupied Palestine. They stole Al-Quds al-Sharif, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, and made it their capital. Then they made Israel al-Kubra, Eretz Israel, greater, larger Israel. I told you their flag is white in color, blue on top, blue at the bottom, Star of David in between. So min al-Furati il-Nil, from the Euphrates River there in Iraq to River Nile. Now look at both places. Iraq is run by Shias, also Kufar, just like the Jews. And remember that side there, Nile, River Nile, run by Ibnul Yahudiya, Sisi. So another enemy of true Islam. The Ikhwan, Muslim Brotherhood, most of them are in jail. So remember, all this happens. So that is according to their plan. So now the final thing they want to do is, Allah forbid, to demolish Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, and replace it with Haikale Suleimani, Temple of Solomon, for their leader. And their leader is who? Dajjal. So you must remember that as well. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Sahih Muslim, and there you will see the Iraqi the Irani connection. The Irani connection, and I went to this place with Allah's help. Sahih hadith, authentic. يَخْرُجُ الدَّجَّالُ مِنْ إِسْفَهَانِ. Dajjal will come out from Isfahan. And who will be for his followers? Sab'una alfam min al-Yahud. 70,000 jutlas. So that is showing you the connection between the Jews, Israel and Iran, between the Jutla, Zionists and Shias and all these things here. Yeah? And their leader will be Dajjal and so forth. So all that is what they want. So what are they waiting for? Baqaratun Hamara. Quran spoke of Baqaratun Safra. They say a red cow will come, pure red. And remember, once it comes, they will slaughter it, and then that will be a ishara, a sign for them that now they must demolish Qubbatu Sakhra. So how many times they even tried to engineer, you must remember, a red cow. You know, today with all this genetic modification and lot of funny things, they do all lot of things. So they try everything. So Almighty Allah disgraces them. And now you can see Surah 59 verse 14 is taking place in front of our eyes. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think that they're united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Last week Sunday, last week Monday, today is what? So you must remember Thursday. So this Sunday, Monday that passed, more than 250,000 Jutlas marching. And remember, they say they don't accept this coalition government. They don't accept that all these things they are proposing and so forth. So now it's not the Palestinians are the enemies only. Among themselves, they have become the enemies. And that is what Quran is telling you. They are not a chosen nation, they are a cursed nation. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. So Surah 59, verse 14, they don't have brains. So how can you have brains when you shoot and kill innocent people, you incarcerate them, imprison them, and you steal people's mosque and masjid, people's land, all these type of things. So a lot of issues they should discuss. So when the ulama speak of Palestine, then they must speak about the history of Palestine. Use the Gregorian calendar, and that is, you must remember, in the year 636, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, he was the leader of the army. He lay siege around Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, Jerusalem, and the leader of the Christians who were there, very few Jews were there. Sophronius, and he said, we will hand over the keys to your person, Umar. Who's Umar? He said, he's right, he's our Amirul Mu'mineen. We'll invite him and he'll come. When Sayyidina Umar came with his 17, 18 pestpatches and so forth, the Sahaba Tabi'in shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, in front of Aqsa Mubarak. Till today, the mountain is known as Jabal Mukabbar. So remember that way the echo came of Takbir and so forth. And then the Misaqi Umar took place, all that. So this is 636. To 1099, the Muslims rebel. Then from 1099 to 1187, the Salbiyin, the Crusaders, the Christians came. And they feel ashamed to discuss this because they murdered and they martyred thousands of Muslims. Some places there were more blood flowing than water and so forth. So we must remember that very, very nicely. And thereafter, Allah chose who? Salahuddin Ayyubi, Saladin, who study all these battles, Hittin, Akka, Asqalan, all. Then 27. You see, this reinforces the 27th Rajab. And Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat Kamila, and so forth. It was Friday, 27th Rajab, and the year, you must remember, 1187. 88 years of ihtilal, of occupation, comes to an end, and they defeated, and 88 years there's no khutbah, no jamaat, no jummah salat at Aqsa al-Mubarak. And when he climbs the minbar of Nuruddin Zanki, that is Salahuddin. Now how do you start a khutbah after 88 years? You needed a genius like Saladin. They call him Saladin the Just, Salahuddin al-Munsif al-Adil. And when he started and delivering the khutbah, he read first, فَقُتْوِ أَدَابِ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. The remnants and the relics of the kuffar and the zalims have been cut to shreds, and they finish, وَالْحَمْدُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You see, like today, if I gave news that, you know, there was a ship, and they said the unsinkable, and what they called it, Titanic. And once it hit that iceberg, so finished. And it sank, and history, you see. All of them all down, and the ship finished. Allah Ta'ala is showing that you don't come and speak about unsinkable and that. So this happened in 1912. But till today, they're looking for the wreck, and the remnants of the wreck, and so forth, and so forth. So they find this, they find that. So Almighty Allah is teaching us here this lesson, you must remember, that how Salahuddin Ayyubi, he never visited Makkah Mukarramah, never went to Medina, never performed Umrah Hajj. But no person in the world can write Islamic history without mentioning Saladin the Just or Salahuddin Ayyubi al-Kurdi. Imagine. So the greatest church, you have Aqsa in front, then you got Qubbatul Sakhra, and behind that you got Kanisatul Qiyamah, and that is, you must remember, what they call the Holy Sepulchre. These Christians, they believe Jesus died on the cross and he was crucified. All that is kufr, we rejected. وَمَا قَتَلُوا وَمَا صَلَبُوا. And remember that, and when he was brought down, that Friday. So therefore, when Milad-e-Isa takes place, the Christians say Christmas, also a lie fabrication. And when he died for their sins, then they have Easter, you see. So this happens between March and April and all. So anyway, the point I'm making, they say Friday night he was put into the tomb, in the grave. And then Saturday night, Sunday morning, when she came, Mary Magdalene, she saw it's empty. But the Bible says that you, Jesus, you will be in the belly of the earth for 3 days, 3 nights, like how Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days, 3 nights. But count Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday finish. So it's 2 nights and 1 day. So either your whole story is a lie, or this Bible, the additions you brought, and all the omissions, and what, so that is false. So 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the fish. And Matthew, and that is it. And you say, yeah, 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the earth, you see. But now, how is God and he dies? How is God and he's buried? How is God and he's born? So who's running the world then, you see? So till today, no Christian can answer all these questions here. So, and I went inside there. They gave me dirty looks. We just went inside. You see what they can do. We went down also by the wailing wall. There, Jutlas, you must remember. They got a small barrier there. Men one side, women one side. Now it's a big issue. These little bit progressive Jews, they don't want that. So today there's no... But there's religious Jews, let's call them Orthodox Jews. They want that barrier to be there. So there must be separation between male and female and so forth. So all this here, there's so many places to visit in Palestine that if you go to all, you'll need 3-4 weeks, you know, to visit all the places.
Mufti Saab has mentioned all the virtues and the rich history of Al-Aqsa, but despite this, why is the world still sitting back and watching all our Palestinians being desecrated and being put to the ground?
Remember that as far as the Arabs go, and that Nabi alayhi salam said, Wailul lil Arab, the hadith in Sahih Muslim. So the Arabs, majority of them, they will sell out Islam, become traitors to Islam, become murtad. And we witnessing this with our own eyes today. You look at Saudi Arabia, you look at Emirates, you look at Bahrain, you look at Jordan, Egypt, Morocco, all these places there. Second one, the iman of the ummah and the leaders and the population, majority, has become so weak that we will sell our deen, yabi'u deenahu bi'aradin min ad-dunya. You don't see today scholars for dollars, and what is happening? It's across the world, you must remember this. Today I read a tweet. So Sheikh Shuraim said that how can it happen that people are getting killed in their hundreds and thousands there in Palestine and we're not allowed to speak, and rather we resign. You understood? So the real asbab with this, that you must remember that, you know, there comes a point in your life, you get totally frustrated. I mean, to be the honor and to be the imam and khatib of Masjidul Haram is a great honor. But when you can't say this, you can't even use the word Yahud. So rather I resign, finish, you know. And the Quran says, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Chapter 5, verse 82. As far as the Western powers go, they are the ones who put them there. So what they're going to do? They're not going to speak against them. After World War II, you must remember there were a lot of sympathy for the Jews, because we reject this whole figure of 6 million. But Jews were persecuted, whether it's 1 million, 2 million, half, whatever, that gets debated. But 6 million is a lie. Yes, what is the truth is today there are between 6 and 7 million Palestinians in the diaspora and outside Palestine, and they don't have haqqul awda, the right of return. But the enemies, any jutla can say, I want to go. They can go and settle there. They must just fulfill few criteria and so forth. Now, how you justify that? So that's one. Second one is Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, was established 14 May 1948. But before that, go and see in 46, 47, and that what was happening. You had the Haganah gang. You had the Irgun gang, I-R-G-U-N. You had the Stern gang. And they had arms, they had ammunition. They would come to the Palestinian areas and tell them, you got 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 1 hour, clear up. And if they don't, then massacre upon massacre. This is before the apartheid regime was established already. So if you read the Haaretz newspaper, you will see sometimes they write about the history of Israel and so forth. So even today, if you look at it, you will see how they say that Netanyahu is just interested in himself and is not interested in the welfare of Israel. He don't want to go to jail. And you see that Itamar Ben-Gvir, so remember that they say that he is the, like the main provoker, like, you know, he wants to cause more trouble and more harm and so forth. So he is a narcissist, like, you know. So that is what they want to do, to cause harm to everybody and so forth and so on. So you see, for you, Maulana, is on Google. And if you get a hard copy, mashallah, so you must try and read this book. It will show you everything. Quran Sharif is not a book of history, geography. It's a book of guidance, hudal linnas, for all time, all places. So there you will find how the liberation will take place. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya hawla qadiyyatil falastiniyya. Those Quranic verses which are 100% the truth. So they discuss, you must remember, this whole issue of Palestine. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya hawla qadiyyatil falastiniyya. And the author is Salah Khalid. So Salah Khalid or Salah Rashid or something. So but Salah, so must remember that is his first name is Salah. So it's a green cover, I have it there. So you must read that book, masterpiece. And another book you must read is Jerusalem, the Key to World Peace. And that is by the Council of Europe, the Islamic Council of Europe. They compiled it, printed it, all that. So these are excellent books for you to understand. And our Ismail Patel, also Friends of Aqsa, he wrote a nice book, you know, that introduction and easy understanding of Palestine and words like that. So you must read to understand. It's not an Arab-Israeli conflict. It is a Yahudi and a Jewish and Muslim conflict. So, but now they, you see, they play a lot of words and so forth. So, all these things they do. So, therefore, we need to understand the ploy and the plans of the enemy.
Mufti Sahib, is the last question. Is there any hope to see Palestine liberated in our lifetime?
Inshallah, things are going in that direction. Quick story, I tell you, Maulana, because you must know these things. In 1983, there was an Iron Lady. You know the Iron Lady? Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher, in 1983, she said, the ANC is dreaming of coming into power. You see? And you hear, 10 years after that, 11 years after that, Mandela became president. So when things start falling, it happens so rapidly, you must remember. So this is the beginning of the ending for the rogue apartheid terrorist regime. You see, Allah's wisdom we can never understand. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah gave Palestine to the Muslim for centuries, centuries, centuries. Then you don't make qadr, you don't appreciate Allah took it away. He gave it to the Christians, the Crusaders, the Salbiyin. How long they ran? 88 years of occupation. And now today, you must remember that you will say 75 years of occupation by the Jutlas. So that side was 88 years. Here is 75 years. So inshallah, that Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, the founder of Hamas, he used to say, in the year 2027, Israel will not be there. We don't say this. I'm telling you what he said. We must say Allah alone knows. But one thing we are saying now, after what's happening, Nasrum min Allah wa fathun qareeb. The help of Allah is descending and the victory is very, very near, inshaAllah bi iznillah. So make dua for Aqsa al-Mubarak, for Palestine, and Allah Jalla wa Ala decimate the enemies, Kain and Mankan, whoever they are. Read abundant Durood Sharif Salawat tonight and tomorrow, Surah Kaf, Surah Dukhan. Allah Jalla Wala accept us all. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ahlan wa sahalan marhaba.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.